Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for an air fryer Hunter's chicken. Hunter's chicken, I was a late developer to because I'd lived abroad for about 13 years. We used to live in Portugal, and I'd lost touch with England and the new food trends of England. So I'd never ever had a Hunter's chicken before. I mean, I really hadn't. And it's such a famous pub classic now. But it totally passed me by. And then I was out with a friend for lunch, and we were in this lovely cafe in our local area, and they had Hunter's chicken on the menu. And I thought to myself, I've got to try this. Bearing in mind at this point, I'd been living back in England for about a year and a half. And a few people had asked me for it for the air fryer. And I thought, I've got to actually properly try it first before I make you a recipe. So I had it out for lunch and it was absolutely delicious. And if you're like me and you hadn't had Hunter's chicken and you wondered what it is, well, I believe they also call it Chicken New Yorker. And basically, it's delicious. It's chicken wrapped in bacon. And then it finishes off with where it's sat in a little bit of barbecue sauce, grated cheese on top, and the cheese melts over the chicken and bacon. Simple as that, you know. And because chicken and bacon is one of those type of foods that people cook a lot in the air fryer, obviously Hunter's chicken is an ideal air fryer recipe. And if you've not done Hunter's chicken in the air fryer before, even if you're not British, you know, you've got to give it a go. It's just so nice. So what you need is you need about, it depends on how many people you're feeding. I say one chicken breast per person. So I'm feeding four on this recipe. So you could half this. You could even quarter this recipe to turn it into a meal for one. So four medium chicken breasts. 8 rashers of back bacon, 50 grams of grated cheddar cheese, and then same again, another 50 grams of grated mozzarella cheese. If you're working off US measurements there, then 2 ounces of each cheese is fine, or your own judgment. I mean, seriously, if you're cooking chicken wrapped in bacon and you're melting a little bit of cheese on top, do you seriously measure it? Or do you just grab your cheese bag, grate some cheese, or you've already got some grated cheese, and then you just literally sprinkle it on top? I mean, do we really need to measure here? I know we do for the sake of a recipe card here on Recipe This, and so that you've got nutritional information, but I don't measure it really. You know, I mean, who does? It's only when I'm actually making the recipe for the final time for yourself that I would actually measure out how much cheese I've actually used. And also, talking about the cheese, you can have any mixture. I normally get these massive grated cheese bags from Morrison's. And I mean, I can't remember the quantity of them, but they are huge. And the great thing is when I'm recipe testing for you, I can get quite a few recipes out of one bag of cheese. And I can also freeze it. I can just grab a bit at a time. It's just perfect. And it's like kind of mixed cheese with a bit of white cheddar and orange cheddar and whatnot. And mozzarella melts so well. So I normally mix it up with some mozzarella. It's totally up to you. And then for the barbecue sauce, you can just literally pour barbecue sauce out of a container. But I much prefer to mix it up a bit and add a bit more flavour. So whilst the chicken's cooking, I'll mix 240ml, which is 1 cup's worth of barbecue sauce, with about 4 tablespoons of honey. I know this sounds really silly and rhymes, but runny honey, as they call it in the UK, because of how runny it is perfect. A teaspoon of frozen chopped garlic for some extra flavour, and about 2 teaspoons of sweet paprika, and that is just perfect. And then also the air fryer, obviously. And then cocktail sticks or toothpicks, depending on what you call them, to hold the bacon in place over the chicken. And then I normally use my silicone cake pan because it's the perfect size for the air fryer for then cooking this kind of food in. I've also got some with handles and they're just as good. So it's just personal choice to what you're using. And then using a chopping board as your workstation, wrap two back rashers. By back rashers, I'm talking back bacon here. But you can use streaky, but you'll need more of it to cover the chicken. Around each chicken breast until covered and then secure with a toothpick or a cocktail stick. Us Brits would use cocktail sticks. Americans use toothpicks. I believe they're the same thing, just a different name in different countries. And then place the chicken wrapped in bacon into the air fryer and air fry for about 28 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, or until the chicken is perfectly cooked. Whilst the chicken is cooking, mix together in a small bowl the barbecue sauce ingredients with a spoon and then add a layer of the barbecue sauce to the bottom of the silicone baking pan that you'll be using in your air fryer. Then, when you hear the beep, grab the chicken from the air fryer and remove the cocktail sticks that have held the chicken in place. Then place the chicken into the barbecue sauce so it just literally just sits on the barbecue sauce. And then sprinkle the top of the chicken wrapped in bacon with grated cheese. And then air fry the Hunter's chicken for a final 5 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit to melt the cheese and to warm up the barbecue sauce. And then you've got delicious Hunter's chicken cooked in the air fryer. Thanks so much for watching and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.